My name is Sergio Hifkis. I'm a web designer at DigiPoint, an IT company that specializes in e-business development in all its aspects. And we are a gold certified partner, so hence I am here today. And so we first built a prototype of the application, and we noticed that it gave us a lot of good feedback. And so before we started developing in Blend, actually, we get out all the diseases and the change requests. So once we started developing in Blend, it was actually the final application already. Well, the big advantage was the interactive prototype we created in the Sketchfab player, and it really enabled the customer. So after a small demo, we just put every new version of the prototype online, so they could just we just send an email, say, all right, there's a new version online. They just had the URL to check it, and they could give feedback already in the Sketchfab player, send us a feedback file, and we implemented the changes. So it was a quick iteration rounds with significantly less time that we used. Yes, what we noticed was that because Sketchflow is an easy and fast tool to use, we noticed that in 1 week, we actually had almost the final version of the prototype. So in comparison with wireframes on paper and the meetings, we saved a lot of time because it just was interactive. Well, I think it's a very good example of how Sketchflow and Blend work together. So you have actually one tool with two different types, like Sketchflow and Blend, but actually it's the same thing. The only difference is the one is for prototyping, the other is for the actual application. And if you want a good example of how these two programs save time and work together, I surely recommend my demo.